So I said that we should do something which is comfortable and competent. But Krishna says that do one's of profession even if you do it imperfectly. Rather than somebody else's profession, that is perfect. The word perfect is a very elastic word. It can mean many different things in different contexts. So in that context, Shreyan Swadharma Viguna Paradharma Samishtitat Swadharma Nidhanam Shreya Paradharma Bhayava. That's in the third chapter. And the 18th chapter is Shreyan Swadharma Viguna Paradharma Shreyan Swadharma Viguna Paradharma Samishtitat Swabhava Niyatam Karma Kurvan Naknoti Kilvishya. These two verses are there. So basically what Krishna is telling, let's try to understand it in the context of the Gita. Krishna is telling Arjuna, you want to forgive the Kauravas and you don't want to fight. That is the Brahmana's disposition. Kshatriya's disposition is Kshatriya has to work for justice, not forgiveness. Forgiveness is Brahminical act. But Kshatriya is meant to have justice and that may require punishing. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, you have a Kshatriya's disposition. You may think a Brahmana's activity is better because there's no violence, there's no bloodshed, there's no killing of one's relatives. But you will not be able to sustain it. Eventually you will want to fight. So therefore when he is saying, don't do another's duty even if you do it perfectly. It perfectly refers to that, oh, you won't have to commit any violence, any bloodshed. Whereas in your activity, you will have to, in your own prescribed activity, you will have to do some bloodshed. Which is not good. That's why the verse immediately after that is, Sarvarambhahi Doshena Dhumena Agniribhagata. Krishna says that all endeavors are covered by fault, just as smoke, just as fire is covered by smoke. But just because there is fault, don't give it up. The fault refers to here, not one's inability to do it, rather the unpleasant situations that one experiences while trying to do it. That is the fault. The perfection is not in the action, but in the complications that are associated with the action. And that's why Prabhupada in the purport over there says that even a Brahmana sometimes may have to perform five sacrifices in which animals will need to be killed. A Vaishya in the course of business may have to speak untruth. So the imperfection refers not so much to the inability to act, it refers more to the unpleasant complications that are associated with the action. And Krishna is telling Arjuna that just because your Kshatriya duty is associated with the unpleasant complications of having to fight against relatives, don't give it up. So Krishna is not telling Arjuna that Arjuna is competent as a Kshatriya. No, he's the best of archers. So it's when Krishna says that, when I talked about how we should work according to area where we are comfortable and competent at, that is basically guna karma bhavachi. Work according to our guna karma. But in the case of Arjuna, Arjuna's guna karma was a Kshatriya. But at that time, his mind was saying, oh, the complications of social are too bad, therefore I don't want to do it. So the imperfection refers not to the action, the way of doing action, but to the complications associated with that action. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.